Shalom, this is Rachel Cowan. I am the director of the Institute for Jewish Spirituality, and it's lovely to have a chance to talk with you. I read Lisa Zabar's story. I was so taken with her analogy to the red slippers. I had just never thought of that. I mean, I remember reading The Wizard of Oz, but I would never have recalled that image of witch telling Dorothy just to tap three times and she's home. But it's so true and such an apt analogy, because in Judaism there are so many red slippers, so many practices, so many prayers, so many verses, so many ideas that really can help us come home, not to some place that's not us, but to that place which is our core, which is our center, which is our soul, the part of us that knows most deeply what we really care about, what we really, really want to be doing with our lives, that opens up to us love and compassion and generosity, that so often we're too busy to notice and too distracted to get back to. But with these red slippers, with these tools, we have a chance to do that. This morning I was thinking, I had gotten up early in the morning, dark, long December night, wondering why do the nights still keep getting longer, enough already. I want more light in my life. I mean, Hanukkah's over, so that crescendo of light is now in the past, and just dank and depressed. And on the subway, standing there feeling kind of, oh, it's so squished here, oh, New York City, and then looking up at this poster of come to Aruba. In Aruba, happiness isn't a word, it's a way of life. I just thought, oh, shoot, I'm never going to get to Aruba. How come everybody else goes to Aruba? I don't go to Aruba. Will I ever get to Aruba? And became fixated on Aruba as the place where I could be warm and light-filled and happy. And started feeling really sorry for myself and squished in with a whole lot of people. And then suddenly a conversation between two women who were squished in nearby me, and the way they were laughing just woke me up. And I thought, wait a sec, here I am, I'm on the subway full of people, who knows who they are, who knows what their story is, who knows where they're off to, what's going to happen to them today, what's going to happen to me today. There's so much mystery, I don't know. Like, Rachel, this is not about you and your life. You know, you're part of a stream of energy, a stream of just a force of nature, really. It's a blessing to realize that. Thought, well, actually, I do have ruby slippers. I do have a practice that enables me to touch back into that place. And that's my morning prayer practice. And this very morning I had awoken early. Again, it's true, I was grumbling about the long dark night, but I sat up in bed and I raised my arms in the air, which I always do, and just say the morning blessing, thanking God for returning my soul, bringing back my breath. Oh, the gift of life, I've received it again. My consciousness is back. Thank you. I am grateful. And then with that practice, I always try to think, what's something I'm grateful for? What do I look forward to today? Sometimes it's my grandchildren. This morning was just, I'm coming to work, be engaged. I love with people I love very much, I really believe in. That was good enough for me to get me out of bed and over to the window. And when I pull up the shades, even though it was still dark, there was light. I could look up 101st Street to the east and see the sky lightening. I could see the silhouette of a wooden water tank, the landmark feature of New York urban life, and think how familiar and beloved that silhouette is. And I could say the prayer there, just, you know, appreciating the creation of light, the creation of darkness, the creation of chaos and mystery and pain and of peace, that this world contains so much more than I ever can understand. Not in control of it. I just do my best to be a contributing part of it. And that prayer, again, another pair of ruby slippers. So when I saw these smiling women talking on the subway, I remembered, oh right, I'm grateful. I am part of something much bigger than myself. Perhaps I'll never get to Aruba, but that's not the only place where there's happiness. Actually, I have a lot of happiness inside me, despite pain, despite things not always being the way I want them to be. Nonetheless, I know what that core is, and I have my ruby slippers to get there. Thanks so much for making time to listen to this podcast. I hope you'll take time every day to do something to bring you closer to your center, and I hope you find your ruby slippers. Shalom.